All right, everything's recording. Here's our seat clap.
All right, we're going.
We did it.
Yeah.
Just like old times.
All right. Years of work.
Yes. It's all led to this.
Welcome to Now You're Playing with Podcast, the podcast for Brett and Weston.
Hey, what's up?
Read the Internet Power magazines, but today we're not doing that.
We're not reading a magazine.
It's a special bonus episode. We're gonna do bonus episodes now. That's a new thing we're doing. Yeah. We did one.
Oh, and we didn't talk about this at all when we were planning it, but this is our 50th episode of the podcast. This is how we're celebrating.
Oh shit. Okay, I forgot.
Happy 50 episodes.
Congratulations,
co-host buddy.
We've done it. This has been quite the journey.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating it. We're looking back at the past for this episode. We're
getting real wistful. We're like, it's fall. We got our coffee,
our pumpkin spice.
Yeah, we got our pumpkin spice coffees, and we're looking out at the blustery wind going through orange leaves and thinking about the ones that got away.
I'm honestly excited for the season of reflection, and we're reflecting on kind of what we would probably consider to be the poison of this podcast,
we're thinking about the times we almost died.
we're reflecting on the bad times, which of course would be the Howard and Nestor comic book that has been been like a repeated segment in the Nintendo Power magazine. For like the first 20, there's 21 of these, so for 21 of the episodes we have had to read the Howard and Nestor comic
book.
We've
had to. And
by gunpoint.
We pretty much hated it from the get-go.
Yeah, and so just a little context of what Howard and Nestor, the comic book, is...
Yes. And before we get into it, if you're listening to the audio version of this,
ooh,
you should pop over to the YouTube, because we have a... This is a video podcast. We are going to have visual aids.
Yeah.
So for the first time... We're talking about a thing, and we're actually going to help you to see what we're talking about instead of just starting to talk about it and then forgetting that we haven't described it at all. And then 20 minutes in being like, by the way, this is a comic strip,
which we will be doing in this episode still. Sorry, audio listeners. But for you premium video watchers, that'll be that extra bonus. And honestly, I do think it would be nice to get a little peek of who Howard and Nestor are if you've never actually seen their beautiful slash.
I'm going to bring this up on
faces.
So now. This is actually a zoom in on the very first Howard and Nestor comic. I can let me go pop out here so you can see the whole
thing. Yep, look at that.
The very first one. These comics are care of the Howard and Nestor Comics Archive online. Quick Google search will get you those guys. Thank you.
Yep, you can also just if you're
thanks for scanning these for us.
Yep, we got all the scans of them, which is nice.
10, 15 years ago.
These ancient comic books. And yeah, maybe if we can give a quick overview of what Howard and Nestor is as well as.
Yeah.
So there, it's this kind of there's Howard, who is at a certain point, he was kind of the lead guy at Nintendo Power magazine.
He was
a big deal.
Howard Phillips is a real man.
He's
not
a real
to be confused with Howard Lincoln, who was the president, the CEO of Nintendo of America in the 80s and 90s.
Really?
So he's a different guy. You can see a dramatization version of him in the Tetris movie. He's the Silver Fox man who's in the car chase.
Brutal.
But Howard Phillips was this younger dude, and he was, I'm circling Nestor now, but we're not talking about him yet. I just wanted to identify him. The purple dude here, this is Howard Phillips, and he was the warehouse manager. He just got super into video games, and they're like, you know what? You should do some extra work.
Yeah.
And so he's a real person. He was their ambassador, their games ambassador. He wore a bow tie. He's always wearing a bow tie.
And at the very least, too, he was kind of the face of the Nintendo Power magazine for quite a while.
Yeah.
He was their guy. On top of him being kind of the spokesperson for the face of the magazine, he also had his own comic strip, Howard and Nestor. And pretty much then there's... So Howard's one side of the coin and Nestor's the other side, and he's just this piece of shit. So he's fictional. He's not a real boy.
Yeah.
He's a fake boy that does not exist. I think in in their terms, he's kind of the stand-in of like an annoying reader of the magazine. Like, yeah, he's kind of a reflection.
He doesn't. Yeah, he's kind of. The goal was to make him fun, but what actually happened was Nestor is this like overconfident kid who doesn't listen to Howard's game tips, and we'll come to see that like that's actually a really big deal for him in this comic.
Yeah, he really does not want to take those game tips, and he's a real piece of shit. And so he's like, in the whole comic, I mean, if you're like a person who just reads this at face value, what you might think it is a lot of these comics are just Howard and Nestor are like in a video game, and Howard is like offering Nestor tips, and Nestor does not listen to those tips and gets some sort of bad thing happened to him because he did not listen to Howard's tips. And Howard's like, ah, when will you ever learn? And you probably hated it, and it's you know, you probably didn't like it, but I think me and Weston, we dug a little bit deeper, and we ended up having fun trying to find out a deeper and more interesting serialized story with these two fuckers.
We really didn't have a choice
with these two fuckers.
It caused us a lot of pain. I'm just grabbing some screen caps of these guys for use on a little thing that we're working on. We'll get to that in a second. Here's what I want to say. Looking back on these comics, now that Howard and Nestor the comic is gone,
yeah,
and it's now Nestor's Adventures, that's a whole other story. Maybe we shouldn't do a retrospective of that comic.
That's a real nightmare.
This art, they did it in Japan, and I still love the art in this comic.
Yeah, the art throughout the whole thing was pretty solid. I think, the art was always fine. That wasn't the issue. The issue was mainly
Howard and Nestor.
The content. And yes. Howard and Nestor themselves.
Howard and Nestor themselves, yeah. So it's, you get the picture here. These first comics were like single pages, but it's basically like, look at this. Thanks for stopping by. See you next issue. He's not so smart.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just sum up the whole thing? We don't need to do this retrospective after all.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of that like roommates who hate each other. One is like very tidy. One is very messy. You know, it's just that kind of
absolutely
dynamic.
Yeah.
I might also want to mention, so we also had some like fun games we did with them too. Like we would always rate them at the end of this, like at the end of every episode, we would rate them 1 out of 10, which was fun. And they didn't do so well.
You might be saving this for later, but did we ever give them more than like maybe a 5?
Yeah, well, that happened a few times, but not very often. Normally they would score below the 5-point mark. And so we kind of want to use this episode as like a final conclusion of that. We want to rank our 5 favorite Howard and Nestor
That's right.
Issues.
Yep.
Since we went through the pain of rereading these and re-listening to those episodes. And we also want to give them their final ratings. We want to see if we feel like either Howard and Nestor deserve more than a 1 out of 10.
Yep. They're all here. Like, we have the entire run. We're not going to go through them one by one. Don't worry. But I just wanted you to see what we're dealing with here. This is it. Like, you guys get all that? Like, I can zoom through it again.
Or and then for your audio, you know, we've got all the.
Nah, I'm just joking.
Okay, so
where do we start with this?
Where do we start? So and when like approaching these comics and kind of like a retrospective look at it, in re-listening to our old episodes, I realized we had a couple unanswered questions that I think as we like jump into these series, I've got one major question that I want answered.
Okay, what's that?
And that would be, we mentioned that like Howard is this really manipulative force that is constantly manipulating and really kind of making Nestor's life a living hell.
That's true.
But what we realized kind of, 6 to 7 issues deep is we realized that there was another force at play. We realized that Howard had his own Howard. And at some point life, he was the Nestor. And there was a bigger evil Howard who was manipulating and kind of ruining his life.
Right. So what we really need is a way to keep track of our discoveries as we go down this little this trip down memory lane. Yeah. So let's just pop up to our vision board here. This is the question that we
who
need to answer.
Who is Howard's Howard?
Who is Howard's Howard?
So I've got a couple of suspects. Because again, Howard, we really played him up, especially as we read into this magazine. We really realized he was this kind of big, powerful mastermind that was in this force. But we realized there was a more powerful, even more evil mastermind behind this villain. And so when revisiting, I wanted to kind of grab some suspects of who we did, because to be frank, we kind of burnt out on like analyzing this magazine. We kind of started hating and resenting this magazine.
Yeah, it got old fast. Yeah.
A point of just pure pain. So we stopped kind of looking for this answer. And so I want to revisit this answer. And I've got a few suspects of who I think Howard's Howard is.
Okay. So I've got these, we grabbed these screenshots. Let's just put these boys over on the board.
Weston's got a photo of, for you audio listeners, we've got a photo of Howard and Nestor.
Yeah, we're doing a conspiracy board.
We're doing a little conspiracy board
In freeform on macOS, which is a really great addition to the iOS, macOS software lineup. Yeah, Freeform has been Apple's not sponsoring this. They would never. But Freeform's fantastic. And they just did an update so that we can actually draw little strings between different items there. It's like, man, that's rich.
We're here for software talk. And so I do want to just drop who I did. I mean, out of curiosity, Weston, do you think off the top of your head, do you have anyone that you would just throw as like a suspect for Howard's Howard? Because I think I put a little more thought into it than you. Do you have anyone deep in your gut? You're like, this could be him.
One of the Ninja Turtles, maybe. Maybe like Bill and Lance, the Contra guys, who are like a couple of like, it's like a hiking couple that they come across.
So yeah, because they're always in a video game. So there's a lot of like video game characters that I think could be the one. I think of all the research I did, it really, if all the like the video game characters we've seen, mm-hmm. it really boils down to one that is my major suspect in that like camp, and that would be Dr. Wily from Mega Man. Would be my big guy.
Let's go get a little picture of Dr. Wily from there. He is.
So we can kind of revisit why I think this is it when we get to those magazines. But
do you think this is the picture?
I think that's perfect. There's two Mega Man comics, and I think in both of those, there's a heavy claim of why Dr. Wily would be Howard's Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And I can kind of dive into that theory more, but I think for now, I should probably just jump into the next suspect of ours, which would be the Hunks. Weston wanted to say the Hunks.
All right.
And frankly, again, in re-listening to these audio clips, Weston, you actually really put the Hunks on the spotlight. You really both called back to the Hunks a lot because you really liked them. And we also mentioned on multiple points that we were suspicious that these Hunks were.
What's our best picture? You think this over here?
Yeah,
is like
they're looking like. So the Hunks were there like a little.
I see them behind a net.
They were like in some volleyball game, and the Hunks were kind of these faceless. They're not necessarily video game characters, but they were just some two buff dudes.
Yeah.
So Howard's Howard was just two buff guys.
Okay. So it's like, did we theorize at the time, like what they were doing to Howard?
To be honest, we did not have a lot of evidence to back up the Hunks being Howard's Howard. I think we just really liked the Hunks. So I think the biggest point for me is just how intimidating they are, because you have to imagine, since Howard is this scary evil dude, his Howard must be terrifying. And what's more terrifying than two massive Hunks?
We had a lot of, I just remember really fondly talking about, like, we were excited the Hunks were there. They were great. It was really funny because in like the very next issue, I think I have it up over here, like if we pop over to the very very next issue, it's I was going to say it's the Contra guys. And so it's the one after the next one. And we dislike these guys so much, we didn't even talk about this comic. We went and talked about a Garfield comic instead.
Yeah.
And from that era in the early 90s.
Which goes to show we might have overlooked them as suspects too. Can you go ahead and put them on the board? Can we put the Contra guys on the board? I think we may have overlooked some important details on whether or not they are tied to being Howard's Howard here.
What's our best? You think it's this one? Like, capturing these guys here.
Yeah, let's grab a photo of a guy and bring him to the board. And so right now we've got three suspects. I'm gonna throw one more on the board after this.
Okay.
So we've got the Contra guys.
I'm gonna pop them. Let me just pop these guys over. Okay. Bill and Lance to the board.
Put them in. Put them in. Bam. Okay. So I want to dive into my third suspect, but now our fourth suspect, since the Contra guys have now added and jumped into this. And we might add more suspects, we'll see. But my fourth suspect is none other than George W. Bush.
wait a minute. What?
So, yeah, George W. Bush. So early on in, he'll be the first suspect I talk about, so we can go into that a little bit more. So if you can just grab any old photo of George W. Bush.
Herbert Walker Bush, right?
Herbert Walker. Oh, yeah. Is it
the Elder Bush?
Elder Bush, not Junior. Is his name still George W. Bush? I don't know shit about presidents.
I don't know. Yeah,
so, yeah, my lack of president knowledge might kind of like really show some blind spots here. But so we theorized in an earlier comic, we really dived into a theory about how Howard threw the Olympics.
Oh, yes. And we talked about the Olympics issue.
We talked about some sort of like and we thought it might have also led to him potentially throwing an election from some feud he had with George W. Bush.
That's that absolutely happened. Okay.
Yeah. So we
got to put former president George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush one, if you will. We're putting him onto the possible Howard's list. Okay.
So we've got our initial four suspects. We feel satisfied with these four suspects. Do we want to throw anyone else on there? And we can do a bit of a recap after that.
Honestly, but, I mean, my money's on the hunks, so I don't know that we need to add anybody else.
Okay, I mean, I think we've got four very viable suspects. So just as a little recap for us audio listeners, is we got Dr. Wily, the main villain from Mega Man.
Yes.
We've got the two hunks, a kind of...
From Super Spike Volleyball.
Yeah, I don't know if they're actually characters in that game, but they're just two buff guys.
Two guys that love playing volleyball.
We've got the Contra guys.
Bill and Lance.
The main two characters in Contra. And we've got George Bush Sr.
Yeah, George or Bush 1.
The first George Bush.
The first George Herbert Walker Bush.
Okay, so I think now that we've kind of got that groundwork laid out, we can maybe dive into the overall story. I think we can now kind of revisit the story. I kind of broke up the whole Howard and Nestor saga into three distinct sagas to maybe like help us follow the story a little bit more.
All right. So break it down for me.
Yeah. So I've got it.
Because all the work I did on this was on this cool visual presentation.
Yeah. I've got it broken down into three separate sagas. So we would start with our first saga, which we would call the Break Nestor saga.
Yes.
So as you know, the whole Howard and Nestor story is about this kind of toxic relationship between Howard and Nestor. And Howard's really just kind of slowly ruining this kid's life.
Yeah, like
and,
you do.
This is kind of just these first four issues. Just Howard just kind of very quickly and very like just as a just evil computer, just very like masterfully just ruins this boy's life. Very quickly.
Yeah, this is a great. I mean, even in this, I have the second comic up here.
Yeah,
which is the one where Nestor is dressed as a wizard and is scamming children.
Yeah,
and by stealing game tips from Nintendo Power, and Howard just fucks him in this last panel here. We can zoom in close.
He just fucks him up so bad. I mean, right away, even in this comic, you can see Howard is just this cruel villain, just evilly staring into like a window. We just have Nestor's kind of at a high point of his life. Like, he's this ultimate scammer. Like, he's got the attention and the like admiration of an entire like school class.
Yeah.
And we see Howard like peek in there. Just, you could clearly see he's like, I'm gonna fucking ruin this kid. And he does.
Yep, there he is. You can see in this pan. And for my next trick, and he doesn't have his Nintendo Power because Howard fucking took it. And then Howard like just gives it to a little Robin Hood action here. He just gives the hot tips to the children. And he calls him Mr. Bowtie, which is kind of like, is it Waluigi?
Yeah.
Calling people Mr. Eyes, whatever that means.
Yeah. No, no, Nestor does kind of his bad comeback. And I think Howard just kind of, he saw it. He's a textbook abuser. He saw a kid. He's like, oh, this is someone I can just wrap around my fingers right away. And he did it. He came in, he just swooped in and made this happen in four very quick issues. I mean, if we go to issue number three, Nestor's got a little tiny group of friends. He's got like this little blue haired kid friend. He's got this little pink haired girlfriend.
Let's see here.
And when I saw this, I was kind of curious. I was like, oh, shit, is there does Nestor like, because I kind of remember Nestor having like a lot of friends throughout the series. And I was like, oh, I want to start tracking Nestor's friends. Like, I want to like create a tracker to like follow who Nestor's friends with.
OK.
And what I realized was he doesn't really have throughout all of like the friend characters I remember were from Nestor's adventures. For the entire duration of Howard and Nestor, Nestor does not have friends because he's frankly purely absorbed in this codependent relationship with Howard.
So Why do you think this is so interesting? Because, yeah, so we're looking at the second issue. I was trying to get two comic pages up on the screen at once, but apparently that's not going to happen. I apologize. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're picking it back up. So this is, again, earlier in this break, Nestor's saga. So Nestor still has a few friends, but again, first Howard embarrasses and destroys Nestor in front of his entire class. And now Nestor, with his two remaining friends, is then destroyed and humiliated by Howard in front of his two friends. And this is it. This is it. This is the last of Nestor's friends. From here on out, Howard's got him wrapped around his finger. In three issues, Howard has grabbed a kid who was the top of his class to nothing.
So what happens to him next? Like, we got... Here, let's see. If we go to the next one... Oh, yeah, then he's at the Olympics and, you know...
And then he's at the Olympics.
He's probably hooking up with people in the Olympic Village, but he doesn't got friends.
He's in the Olympics, but he's also in the Olympics because Howard brought him there. And that's like classic textbook abuser. Like, any accomplishment Nestor gets is going to be because of Howard's, like, Howard's the one who's like pushing the pieces. He's the one who pulling the strings. And so I also, for all of our top five episodes, I've got like a little clip for it. And I think I want to reveal that the classic Howard and Nestor in the Olympics is in our top five episodes.
Let's go. Let's check it out.
So what I want to mention is, so this whole thing is like Howard's using Nestor as a pawn, which I think really goes to show the next step of Howard's plan is not only does he make this kid fully go dependent on him, but he's using Nestor as like kind of a pawn piece to get what he wants to happen. And so we kind of dived into a bit of a conspiracy of how Howard threw the Olympics by putting this like dumbass boy in it, and he's causing all these problems. It was all this master plan, but it goes into my first suspect of Howard's Howard. So let's play the clip, and I think you'll see why.
Let's do it. Do you think Howard is doing this House of Cards style to destroy the election of George H.W. Bush? Or who did he run against? Dukakis?
That's a good point. Well, yeah, what year are we right now? I mean,
so it's 88, so it's an election year. And that would have been George H.W. Bush, so like more Ronald Reagan. And he went up against 1988 election. Yeah, so it was Bush and Quayle. And so do you think Howard...
Because if you're going to kill a child... Well, 22-year-old.
So Howard Phillips obviously worked at the CIA, where George H.W. Bush was director for a while. We all know this. And probably some House of Cards stuff went down where he wronged Howard Phillips. And Howard Phillips is like, I'm going to tank this for you. But then it didn't work because Dukakis self-destructed.
Man. Yeah, I actually think that's probably what happened. I think this is...
Okay, so playing that little clip. I mean, there was more clips to play in this, but I thought that one really set up George W. Bush Sr. as like a clear candidate off early on. I mean, there's a couple of reasons going for that. Number one, we established that him and Howard were rivals. That makes sense that Howard and Howard's Howard would be a rival.
Here, I'm just going to drop down some some evidence here. Okay, so...
The case against George H.W.
Okay, so you said run it by me again.
So I guess reason number one would be we've established that both Howard and George W. Senior are rivals, and of course Howard and Howard's Howard would be a rival, right?
Did I get that right?
Number two, Howard's Howard must be older than Howard, and George W. Bush Sr. would be right around the age that Howard's Howard would be. So age-wise, he fits.
Okay.
Number three, we talked about like Howard's Howard would have to be someone who pulls a lot of power because he does some really masterful stuff behind the scenes. So he would need to be in a position, a high-up position in somewhere, which is another case for George W. Bush Sr.
Bush Sr. also was head of the CIA. So, that all totally tracks.
Number four, I would say that the fact we talked about how Howard was trying to throw Bush's election but lost. Doesn't that ring a bell? Nestor, whenever Nestor tries to undermine Howard, he loses. So, of course, whenever Howard tries to undermine his Howard, he's going to lose.
Howard always wins election 88. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
So like I would say those are kind of the baseline reasons there. And the thing is, we don't really dip back into this. So I wonder if there's any other like comics that would like establish this case. But at the end of the day, I mean, I think he's a clear candidate here. Do you agree on that?
Yeah, I'd never even considered. I think you absolutely nailed it. Like, I don't even remember us talking about the CIA angle in the original episode. Do you? I don't think we did.
No, I honestly, because I kind of went into this knowing I was going to want to find Howard. To be honest, George H.W. Senior was my most shocking suspect. I was not expecting him to be on this list, if I'm being honest. I knew Dr. Wiley was going to be on there. I knew the hunks were going to be there. Honestly, frankly, I kind of knew the Contra guys might be on the suspect list as well. He's the real wild card, but when I really looked at it, it all adds up.
This is wild. This is wild. All right, you're off to a strong start. You did good research. What else you got? Who is Howard's Howard? What we're talking about here is like, who's the puppet master?
Who's the puppet master? Because again,
it's the puppet master's puppet master. This is like the real, if this comic has anything interesting to say, it's at the bottom of this well.
It's at the bottom. Again, we realize the real fun of, as we've always said, the fun of Howard and Esther is between the panels. It's what's happening underneath
there. There's a rich vein of story. Of theme,
yes, and of character, course, the center of this dialogue. All is whoever Howard's Howard is. He's what makes Howard and Esther interesting. He's what makes it tick, and we need to find out his identity.
I totally get it. Isn't this the time when we assumed that Nestor was going to be assassinated, and that's what this last panel?
Yeah,
here?
we thought this would be we thought this was going to be the final. we theorized that this would be the final Howard and Nestor because we thought Howard was going to kill Nestor in this volume.
Yeah, to keep him quiet.
To keep him quiet about
Fortunately, though, his plan to throw the election didn't work.
Unfortunately, honestly, I mean, again, going back to George W. Bush, I think maybe there's a distinct possibility that this whole fiasco with the Olympics put Nestor on his radar. And he was like, oh, I'm going to keep Nestor alive and I'm going to start using Nestor against Howard.
This is like how in the X-Files, they can't just kill Fox Mulder because senators like him. That's what they say early on.
Yeah,
like some senators like him, so they can't just kill him.
So
the senators would be mad, I guess.
All right.
So this first arc.
That's the end of the first arc. So this goes into the next arc.
So the Zelda 2 comic that we're on now is the next arc.
It's the next arc because this is the second saga, the second arc, which would be the Inception saga. This is kind of the meat of the whole series, I would say. This is where a lot of the stuff happens. So the Howard and Nestor universe is pretty much our usual universe, except with one key difference, which is Inception technology is kind of the sci-fi angle of this world. There's clearly Inception technology and they use it on each other. So this
constantly.
So like what makes sense is to start this Inception saga is Nestor's like in a Zelda dream. And in his dream, Howard like shows up and ruins the entire dream. Like he's in high status. And then Howard comes in and like makes Nestor look like a fucking fool. And then Nestor wakes up and like causes all these problems in his real life. But the big thing that we realize from this is, holy shit, Howard is now in his dreams. Nestor cannot escape Howard. That's not a possibility.
You grabbed this as a clip, right?
No. Or what? No shit. Sorry, I did.
we got to check this out.
Fuck.
Yeah, because I remember this being a really important conversation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's. Thank you for keeping me on the rails here. So this again, the beginning of the Inception arc, the Zelda Inception episode is again another one of the comics in our top five. So I'm going to play a little clip from it.
Let's check it out.
The crazy thing is, like, this isn't like a little boy annoying Howard. Howard is the one haunting Nestor. Like, Nestor's all. These comics always start with Nestor doing his own thing, and Howard kind of pops up. So this isn't like a young boy like annoying an adult. It's an adult hovering around this young kid.
Yeah, you got to understand. At this point in time, Howard Phillips married, had a dog. I think he had children. Like, this is an adult man.
Man, that's fucked up. That's like, it's like
he's a warehouse manager.
Wow. Yeah. You see these family people, and you never really know the story behind the smiles.
Yeah. And what he does when he goes home for the day in Redmond, Washington, is he sneaks into Nestor's like whatever terrible apartment he lives in the industrial part of town, where it's just machine noise,
just black smoke just shooting it, like just you can't even see the sky. He
it's like the place where Rei Ayanami lives in Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I haven't seen it.
That's you don't need to watch it.
I'm picturing a Final Fantasy VII scenario. He's living under the plate.
Basically the same. Yeah, like, and he lives in, like, it's barely a home. He has, like, one photograph of another human that he, like, treasures, even though it's, like, tattered and half ripped. And it's, you know, it's like the person who was nice to him at the grocery store in, like when he was 12. And, you know, like, Howard breaks into Nestor's apartment while he's sleeping and hooks him up to an Inception machine and incepts into his dream to mess him up with more video game knowledge.
I don't even know what his, like, long-term goal is for this. Like, I don't actually know what the point of this Inception was. Like, I other than just straight up breaking his soul, like, it seems like we're getting into straight torture, malicious territory here. I don't necessarily see the bigger picture yet.
Okay, so yeah, that's kind of just...
All right, we're back.
Okay, so that's really just painting just how much of a villain Howard is, and it kind of just, again, shows that he's using this fucked up Inception technology to really break this kid.
Yeah, this wasn't in the clip, but, like, one of the things we realized at the time was he was actually... This librarian was somebody who could potentially help Nestor, and by the end of this comic, she hates him. And, yeah, like, she could have gotten him into the foster care system and out of this horrible situation where he lives in, like, a construction apartment. Room.
That's a big theme throughout, frankly, this saga. And in fact, the whole Howard and Nestor is Howard's kind of steering Nestor away from happier lives that he could live in.
With, like, human connection.
With human connection and, like, love. Warmth. And because that would kind of threaten Howard's power.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, he's in this codependent. Nestor needs Howard, and Howard's not going to let it go otherwise. So that's the start of this arc. I think they really started beautifully.
It's really dark. And this is, for me personally, when it was like, wow, there is so much here that I just had no idea.
Yeah, this is when we really start seeing, you know, beneath the surface, you know, much like a dream. You know, we were kind of seeing deeper and deeper and deeper within it.
A dream within a dream.
Yeah, can we start flipping through these comics? And I kind of want to...
Absolutely. So, yeah, and then there's this Ninja Gaiden one with the director, which has, of course, like, Howard is dressed as a ninja. Secretly?
Yeah, so we, like, established that, like,
you know, it's him because of the bow tie.
Howard's got some, you know, ninja abilities. Honestly, the director was someone that I thought maybe could be Howard's Howard. You know, he was not a suspect for a second, but we also theorized that the director also might be Howard. Howard is really doing some crazy shit here. So,
look at these. Are these the hunks or are these different, another pair of men?
Yeah.
What is with this comic and these pairs of men?
It's a theme that continues. So I think that's worth thinking about. We see a lot of pairs of muscly men.
This is also one of the only funny jokes in the entire run of the comic, which is the come tell Umberto how much you how you know so much about up ones. And he says, up what's?
Up what's? Yeah, which, you know, their best joke. I personally don't like the but it is. All I right, agree. Well,
what else we got here? Looks like, of course, the Ninja Turtles comic.
Like, we were kind of brushing through this, but a lot, again, the story tends to be, the comics tend to be the same thing often. It tends to be Nestor is, like, in a scenario where he might find some sort of happiness, some sort of family, some sort of status. Howard always undermines it through some sort of deep manipulative game, often using Inception technology.
And by the way, like, there's probably those of you listening who are like, wow, they're just taking the piss here, they're just making shit up. Like, look at this panel. Look at it.
Yeah.
Look at how fucking miserable and scared Nestor looks.
I'm glad you doubled down on that, because I do want to double down on that too.
We're
this
not
shit's
fucking
here.
Making this We're up. Not, this shit, it's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Like, it was the thing, because, like, obviously we kind of started off being like, we're reading a little too into it. And, you know, maybe, but when you look at these comics, man, there's evidence.
Look at that kid. Look at his face.
We've been seeing Howard break Nestor over and over. And Nestor consistently says, I need to escape this man. I need to escape this man. And at this point, we see him lost in the streets. He's a little skinny kid who has not looked like he's eaten in years. He's on Mean Street. He's scared. He's terrified. And he's literally running from Howard. That's what that is his motivation. He's trying to escape Howard. And you know who he runs into? A potential escape. He runs into April from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Runs into April. And sure enough, she's another possible person who could help him, like a kind of a motherly figure, if you will. I think April, like the librarian, kind of like this this quest for this phantom mom that could save him. And things seem to be going well. He makes new friends in the Ninja Turtles. And what happens, of course? Something goes wrong related to game tips. And when things fall apart, who do we see at the end? But Howard again.
Howard again. Yeah.
He's not even here, but he's like, he's the specter.
He's a specter. But we also specifically mentioned that. So we actually did in this episode have pretty concrete proof that Howard is the one who like he kind of like set up the situation that Nestor was in. Like he was saying all these game tips and like Nestor was wrong. And Howard found like a way where he like subtly like put a magazine in these like pizza boxes so that when the turtles read it, they're like, oh, this kid's full of fucking shit. Get this piece of shit out of here.
Yeah, didn't we theorize that this delivery person is in fact Howard?
Well, more than theorize it, they specifically said that, I mean, for starters, that the delivery person looks exactly like Howard, but they also mentioned that the person who gave them this pizza had a bow tie. Like that's in the
Where is that? Let's see here. Are you sure?
Fuck.
Well, I mean, you know, but everything else is true. So I think this is pretty.
May it go down.
Where's that issue of Nintendo Power? Looks like somebody took a bite out of it.
Oh, down. Ah, fuck. Okay, well, it's not in there. But
all right, you know what? It's cut that everything out. Everything else out. Is true.
Cut, right, we'll cut that part out of it. That. That's yeah, fine. But yeah, so we've got this pizza delivery guy who looks a lot like Howard.
Right.
And you know what's in those pizza boxes? A Nintendo Power magazine that totally ruins Nestor's life.
Well.
So really brutal. This was really a sad. This specific comic book really just showed how sad things have gotten. It just shows like you really get this moment where they're really tugging at your heartstrings of like, oh man, Nestor like, could be happy.
Yeah.
We see him at his worst and we see him at his best. And at the very end, we realize he's never going to get that best for very long. He's going to be living in that worst state for the majority of his life.
Yeah, this is very much like a death of a salesman. Like, maybe things will get better. No, they won't.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, I think we really, in this episode, because again, this is also another one of our top five. Mm-hmm. And so I have a clip for it.
Oh, the Ninja Turtle one?
Yeah. And it's not necessarily as much about this comic, but I think in this episode, we really, really sum up a really great way to describe the Howard and Nestor saga.
All right, let's do it.
Howard is the snake in the wall. He's Count Olaf as well. He's okay. Also a bit of, have you read the series of unfortunate events?
Yeah.
At least the first, I guess the story that changes, but at least.
I think Howard's far more capable than Count Olaf shows himself to be.
Oh yeah, that's true. No. Yeah. Cause it's like if Count Olaf had the orphan brains and the orphan brains had, if the orphans had Count Olaf's brains is what this is.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's right.
Which is a much darker story.
Yeah. If you take Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. And make the orphans idiots and make Count Olaf a cruel genius. Boy, that really changes things, doesn't it?
Yeah, that is what we are. That is the story of Howard and Nestor.
Can you imagine the orphans, the Baudelaire children? It's the Baudelaire children, right?
Because, I mean, if you think that story, it's just
We have to escape the attic we've been locked in, and they build a device that doesn't work. And when they fall outside, one of them breaks their leg, and Count Olaf is already there waiting for them with a giant bird cage to trap them again.
I thought that was put very well. Yeah, I think Howard and Nestor is a reversed series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Where the kids are stupid, and Count Olaf is a genius. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Okay. And so let's go to this next magazine too, which again, I want to say.
This is another banger.
Really? Man, this is just banger after banger after banger. And this is another one that's in our top five. This is Nestor in, he's in Mega Man. And this is the one
Mega Man 2 one that doesn't make any sense.
So yeah, this will also go into the Dr. Wily thing. So we can go into the cases for him after this comic. But so this one's really interesting. So pretty much Nestor is in Mega Man, and the Mega Man rules are really weird. Like,
yeah, because instead of fighting the robots, he has to do a quiz round, and it's adjudicated. Or no, he's going up against this robot Howard, right?
Yeah, so he's going against like a robot Howard in like a quiz battle on Nintendo Facts.
It's very weird.
It's very odd. And then the big twist of it, there's kind of multiple twists, but the twist is Nestor wins, which has never happened before.
That's right.
And
then there's like this horrible, Howard wakes up in a sweat in his bed,
yeah.
His twin bed where there's no family.
So then
no
we,
wife.
We suddenly get a moment where, holy shit, Howard is, he's on the other end. He's the one being, his life isn't good either. And as we went deeper into this, we kind of realized that Nestor incepted Howard back.
That's right.
And this was, the whole thing was that Nestor, to get back at Howard, incepted Howard and made him, like, really shook him up by, like, throwing, like, bad Mega Man knowledge in his brain, because that's not how the game Mega Man works. So we really threw off Mega Man, Howard's, like, perception on Mega Man. And
I'm just going to grab this image of this horrified Howard to throw into the chart.
And two, Nestor just gets a clear, like, a step up on power. So it really shows that, like, Nestor gets a win on. And we were kind of, like, wondering about this. And we were thinking, like, what happened here? How did Nestor suddenly, like, fight back? And here's the big thing, is we realized that this is actually most likely not Nestor taking a swing at Howard, but Howard's Howard. And this was when Howard's Howard really joins into the, like, cast of characters we're looking at.
Do we have a clip?
We do. This clip is actually, I thought for some, in the moment, I thought it was funnier to play this clip, which is just us very, very quickly describing what happened in this magazine.
Okay.
During this issue.
Great.
So let's play that clip.
I think that he got incepted to incept Howard by Howard's Howard is kind of how it's playing out in my mind.
So yeah,
that's it.
That's the clip. Because we were talking about Nestor, and I thought it was very funny how complicated the story was getting.
Yeah,
and he described it very briefly and very to the point in 8 seconds.
But I mean, you can even, like, look, just looking at these panels, even if you haven't read all of them, like, this is like the anti-story. This is like the opposite of how this comic should go. We are like, we're in Oz, baby. This is weird.
Yeah. And so, okay, so let's now transition into the case of Dr. Wily.
All right, yeah, let's talk about Dr. Wily over here.
Okay.
I'm just going to copy over this, the George Bush format.
So we'll jump back into him. I'll add some more bullet points once we have the second Mega Man comic. But for the first Mega Man comic, I want to throw a couple bullet points up there.
All right, what do you got?
Number one, again, age. He is the perfect age to be Howard's Howard. Dr. Wily is probably roughly George Bush Sr.'s age.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old man, so that would make sense.
This text is way too big. Let me just fix this really. All right, please continue.
Again, similar to George H.W. Bush, power in connection to, specifically, I would say, Inception technology, because we know that Howard somehow has access to Inception technology. And so I would argue that who else would have powerful tech other than Dr. Wily himself?
Yeah, absolutely.
The man of, like, machines and robots and just, frankly, power in general.
This is great. I apologize for the formatting. This is really hard to do. Just bear with me. The misspelling is on purpose. Everything else is an accident.
Number three. So the fact that Howard, we have the episode that is Howard's nightmare.
Okay.
Is it a coincidence that is none other than Dr. Wily's lair? That we're in Howard's greatest fear. He's in his worst moment. He is dreaming his scariest dream. And his scariest dream happens to be Nestor with Dr. Wily and Nestor winning. So, I mean, if you were to read this at, like, its actual, like, face value of, like, what's actually happening is, this comic is literally saying to us, Dr. Wily is using Nestor to destroy Howard.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually a great point, because, like, I mean, even when you're. I mean, outside of the world of, like, psychology and psychotherapy and, like, just a study of how the human mind works, like, in storytelling, it really helps to step back and just be like, okay, but what are they actually doing on a high level? Because then you'll see the patterns more clearly.
Yep.
Thematic patterns.
Yep.
So I think that tracks completely.
It's great thematic patterns, which we mentioned. And then I also would just say simply, Dr. Wily's evil. I mean, he's pure evil. And, you know, Howard has to be the most evil guy around. And that's, you know, I can't think of much eviler than Dr. Wily.
I really want to, here we go, show fonts. I just want to underline There we go.
We really want to put a pin on how evil Dr. Wily is. I mean, in the games, he's pretty shitty. And those are my points. I don't know if you have any additional to add on there, but
I'm going to say, I think my main thing here, if we're looking at him, is he's bald, and that's like what sets him apart from the hunks, from Bill and Lance, from George Herbert Walker Bush.
At least at the time.
Yeah, yeah, he is. In his youth, maybe he wasn't bald, but now he is.
So I'm curious, Weston, you yourself as a bald guy, do you think bald people are more suspicious?
Only when they're old. So, you know, and you've already established the age is correct. He's got to be older than Howard.
Yep.
So maybe what we'll do is bald plus old. There we go. Which I guess is kind of just another way of saying he's evil, because that's like an evil stereotype.
It really is. But you know,
maybe what? I should delete it.
We're going to be adding more points to them, but I'm okay keeping it. Let's keep bald and old up there.
All right, there we go.
So we currently have some good cases on two suspects. And I got to say, it's pretty damning for both. It's pretty hard. I wouldn't know which one to choose.
One thing I'll say here, I need to make this text bigger. It's got to be easier to read from a distance. There.
What do you got, Weston? Was that it?
No, I just wanted to make it bigger.
Yeah. So what? Weston's big point is he wants bigger text.
Yeah, I can't. There we go.
Okay. Well, hey. What?
No, this is great. This is going great. Hey, should we take a break?
Yeah, I could give a break.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, you're listening to the Now You're Playing With Podcast, the podcast.
Are you ready?
This is the beer break brought to you by Howard and Nestor.
Hey, I'm Nestor. Glub up that beer, my friend.
We're trying to break the maximum warp barrier.
Next on Star Trek Voyager.
Transwarp online.
Flying too fast turns Tom Paris into a lizard. Then he kidnaps Janeway. And they both turn into little dinosaurs. Yes, it's a real episode. Star Trek Voyager Threshold. Subscribe to Only Threshold Promos for a new Threshold promo every week.
All right, let's get back to the guys.
Hey. Oh,
okay, all right, we're back. Okay, so we're back into our quest of finding Howard's Howard. Honestly, a little fun behind the scenes thing is I always love that when we're back from the breaks, I always have three liquids I'm drinking out of. I always have a coffee, a beer, and a water.
Yeah, yeah. No,
depending on what like little dosage I need, I'm like doing little micro adjustments.
Gods. Yeah, yeah. It's a walking the tightrope, I believe they call it.
But okay,
there are worse ways to live. that's true.
Yep, there definitely are. And well, you know, a worse way to live would be being either Nestor or Howard and playing their game. And we're currently in the mid of the Inception arc. We just did the last Dr. Wily
that's true
comic.
And then
I want to give this one a little shout out. We'll give it later, but one that I really thought was going to really hold up. It's the duck episode. It's the Howard and Nestor going to DuckTales.
If you listen to the podcast, which you probably are if you're here, like the duck comic is something we bring up all the time because it's so weird.
Yeah. And we like really like have like so these rosy weird nostalgia glasses for this comic. But honestly, in reread and re-listen, not as great as I remember, but still a fun time.
Yeah.
But it goes to show, too, that this is probably back to the Inception arc. Things are so weird that they got to be in a dream at this point. You know, this seems like a dream. We're very much in a dream-like era of this comic book.
I do recall a fun conversation tied to what was up with this duck over here. This.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the old duck in prison with Nestor.
Is that a new suspect?
Did you say quack to them? They hate that, you know. I don't think so.
No,
but yeah, well, fun to think about.
What we theorized for a while was what was happening here was not actually about Howard and Nestor, but it was a duck incepting Nestor to become less racist towards ducks.
That's right.
And this was the message that they were like incepting into Nestor's brain was don't say quack to them.
Wait, do you have a clip of this one?
I unfortunately do not.
Okay, but I'll just say that the part where we're going to keep it going by talking fondly about one that neither of us liked that much on a re-listen. The part where Nestor wakes up to realize that he's killed his duck friend.
Yeah.
Like, crushed him in his sleep in his hands, but there's an egg.
An egg of possibilities.
The egg of possibilities. It's pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, so just the classic duck episode.
All right.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend too much time on this one. This is the Dragon Quest, Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, I think we were with Ollie. It was like a fun guest one. This was more of like a, you know, like general overview. It was like the story of Howard and Nestor through generations.
Didn't we talk a lot about Chick Tracks?
Talk about Chick Tracks.
Yeah, really very, talk about very important. The good word. Have you heard the good word?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God, the hunks were
so
here.
So this goes into our next suspect too. So this is one we did with KP. And
KP
so,
Parker joined us.
Yeah, and this really, a couple things happen in this one. So this is the where the hunks are introduced. This is Howard and Nestor like in a volleyball match. A couple key things happen. Mm-hmm. Number one, we had talked about the balance of power being a little like up in the air at this point. In this comic, Howard really does a fucking spike ball and like really establishes, no, he's in charge, he's in control. And this is like we're fully into like what we would say Munchausen's, like Howard has got
he's poisoning Nestor. Look at how sick he looks in the last
he really looks so sick. So this is really Howard, like they're playing a big game of volleyball and like Nestor gets knocked unconscious, but like this was, he loses his memory, he gets just beat to shit, and it's because he did not listen to Howard.
And it's
and
getting
Howard
really
rubs
dark
that, Howard rubs that shit in his face. He makes him eat sand. I mean, that's between the panels, but we know that Howard makes him eat a whole fucking bucket of sand. But
just like feeding somebody glass, if you think about it.
I remember how crazy that was as a kid, realizing that sand could turn into glass by like heat.
Yeah.
That was the most crazy thing you could learn.
I still think about it all the
time. It's nuts. But the biggest thing that happens in this comic is the introduction of another suspect. We're talking about the hunks here.
The hunks. All right, so we got to go to the board and
we got to go back to the board and talk about the case for the hunks.
All right, let's the formatting on the Dr. Wiley one is so screwed up. We're going to copy President Bush's.
Okay, well, I think right off the bat too with the hunks, I think they've got a shared one with Dr. Wiley. They're clearly evil. We see them bully the ref.
Okay.
They're like throwing the ref around.
That's right, they do.
They're clearly these big old bulgy bully hunks.
Where they beat up the refs.
They beat up the refs in the it's earlier on in the comic. Yeah, they're like throwing the ref in the fourth panel. They're throwing him up and down. Like they're just bullies. So the fact that they're evil. Okay, so here's the thing with age wise. My big question, this kind of like really is a clear, like, can we like just eliminate them now or not? Do we think they're older than Howard? So they don't necessarily look older, but they're clearly in such good shape that maybe they're like one of those old guys that kind of just looks youthful because they're just fucking working out all the time.
Yeah. So they're ripped.
Yeah. Like, does their rippedness mean that they are really old people? But just since they're in such good shape and they're such good specimens, they look like they're Howard's age.
I'm going to italicize that one.
Old but ripped is the question. So we don't know. That's up in the air. They're not confirmed old, but they're not confirmed young either.
Here, I'm just going to... Let's expand on that one. What else you got?
Howard clearly fears them. Just by their raw power. And back to the... in general, we're talking about how Howard always wins against Howard. Howard is powerful.
Yeah.
The hunks win against Howard. They beat him in the volleyball match.
That's true.
And they're also, while not, and this is again, maybe a case against them, they're not intellectually powerful, but they're clearly physically powerful.
Yeah.
And so they've got some sort of power above Howard.
Hold on. Let me just make all these different sizes so they look weird. There, perfect.
And I'm gonna actually throw one more in there too. More, this is along the lines of like pulling strings and doing stuff behind the scenes. Wouldn't it be easier for two people to do that? Like, if they're doing all these like secret manipulative tactics on Howard and Nestor, that would make sense for it to be a team rather than a single individual, because they can bounce ideas off of each other. It would make sense they would have more bandwidth to manipulate it, because they literally have Howard outmanned. There's more minds working against him.
Yeah, because Nestor's not. I mean, Howard's targeting Nestor. He's not helping. Howard really is on his own, and that's another thing that we haven't talked too much here about, which is that like how much Howard's like kind of quest to do Howard things is just destroying him.
Yeah, it's destroying him from the inside. I mean, we've talked about, we haven't really brushed it, but back in that like Mega Man one where we see him wake up in his bed terrified, he's in a twin bed. He's clearly single now. We know he used to be married and stuff, but his kids, his wife, they're gone. Well, he's alone.
We've certainly learned in the real world recently that being divorced will make you crazy and make you real stupid. So this all tracks. Like it's been true for decades and we're seeing it with Howard.
Yeah. So we're seeing, you know, like, I mean, it's tough too. I mean, when you go through a tragic event in your life, you kind of, I mean, it's very, very common to, when you're going through a divorce, to purely go like to dive headfirst into your classic codependent tendencies.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And Howard is going full force into this shit.
Do you think you would, is that an appropriate use of the term goblin mode?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay, yeah.
And okay, I'm actually going to go say one more thing. And this is, if the hunks are Howard, I guarantee you the hunks are married to Howard's wife. I guarantee they're married. They've replaced, they're taking care of his kid. They've replaced him as a father figure.
I think that's, yeah, that's a huge detail there. I'm going to turn this one red because, I mean, it's hypothetical. We'll turn it red because it's a guess.
It's a guess. It's a guess what would happen if they were.
It's such a good guess.
I mean, that's just to say, I mean, I would say if all these characters, if there's anyone on the table here to really, really do pain and make Howard suffer, it's the hunks here. I think they've got the most, they've got the most, like, again, I mean, they lack intelligence. They thrive in both physical beauty and raw power.
I'm really surprised how many parentheticals I'm using. it just shows how complex and layered they are.
Yeah.
Do pain. All right. I think we've made a strong case.
We made a strong case for the hunks.
All right. So we got them up on the list here.
Okay. So we have one. Last suspect we will hit soon, which is the Contra guys. But for now, I think we're good to keep trucking through.
The Super Mario comic.
Super Mario one. And surprise, this is our final clip of our top five ones, because this is also in our top five. And it all is also the final issue in the Inception saga of the Howard and Nestor storyline.
Oh, my God.
A couple special things about this one is this is the first time we really get to see Howard's lair. We've been talking about all this Inception technology. There's all this kind of like sci-fi angle, and we're finally like in Howard's workplace, which is in fact this crazy sci-fi thing, talking about how this comic is supporting our claims. This is proof that there is some crazier sci-fi shit going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of scanned by it, but here's them getting teleported into a video game.
Yeah, they get teleported into a video game. They're in Mario Bros. 3.
If you look at the lair, they have a gun on the wall.
They've got a gun. It's clearly...
They have the duck. They have Gizmo Duck.
Howard's clearly like a head honcho. Yeah, we talked about how like we theorized that maybe all the Inceptions had taken place in this area. Like the fact that the Gizmo, an object in this room, was in a different dream of Nestor's really does support that this is like where all the Inception has taken place. And this is also Howard, like Howard's clearly head honcho here. He's got all these people. So a big thing we've done with Howard and Nestor is we've flipped coins to decide like what is officially happening here. Like what's we've like been in crossroads of like what is the truth behind the panels, and we've had to flip a coin to be here. And so we hit a good big crossroads for this one as well. We were trying to figure out like what was happening in this office. Uh-huh. I had this big theory about like clones, and because there's everyone who here looks like Howard.
Every
like employee and shit looks like Howard. And then you had a different theory that was maybe a little more grounded, that it was just an HR bias and he was hiring people who look like us. So I just want to play
which is a real thing that happens all the time in the real world. So why not?
You know, a realistic thing. So let me play a clip of us flipping that coin.
All right.
I think heads, Howard is just hiring. This is where Howard works, and he's just hiring people who look like him.
Bias.
It's just
HR,
a bias.
HR bias.
And then tails, there was a clone uprising.
Okay. Heads, HR bias. Tails, clone uprising. Okay.
Flip a coin.
Heads.
All right. All right. So this is just Howard's workplace. So we're just...
That's what I wanted. It's so... Or the banality of evil.
The banality of evil. One of my favorite things.
So yeah, that's a little clip from that. So we've decided that this is actually a pretty grounded workplace. It's just, you know, standard horrors of real life.
Yep. What we deal with in our jobs all the time as humans, as Americans.
So we had a lot of fun with this one. It was fun to see the lair, but unfortunately, this might have been this was the end of the best arc of Howard Nestor, because the next arc of Howard Nestor is what I would call the The final saga of the Howard Nestor series is the Brett and Weston Stop Caring About This Comic saga.
That's true.
It is
if
us.
If you remember correctly, we talked about this earlier. Like it's really interesting that Bill and Lance are on the list of possible Howards because we didn't even talk about this comic at the time.
Yeah, we really burnt out. And frankly, even in the reread and re-listen, I also really burnt out here. I was like, we were talking about how like it was kind of fun that like it seemed like weirdly the comic books were giving us a lot of evidence of what we were reading into. And at this point, that kind of all drops.
Yeah.
Like Howard and Esther are weirdly like on a team, like the toxic dynamic even like falls apart. It was really hard to follow.
Look how happy they are down here.
They're like happy.
I don't like it.
Yeah, talking about the Contra guys. So the biggest argument for the Contra guys, because the first comic book that pops up is the Contra guys one. And we didn't even read this one. We read Garfield comics instead.
Yeah.
And so I actually have a little clip of that too. Because I think this clip specifically really encapsulates this whole arc, because it shows how uninterested and how uninvested we were at this point. Because we had read Garfield instead, and we were, instead of rating Howard and Nestor at the end, we were rating Garfield and John.
That's right.
But we were so uninvested even past that, we couldn't even remember John's name and Garfield. So I thought it was very funny that we could not remember John's name. So I'm going to play the clip.
All right.
Of us not remembering. His name is John and Garfield.
We got to rate Garfield and Jim. and I feel like the first thing is we got to decide whether Jim is a Howard or Nestor and whether Garfield is a Howard or Nestor.
Well, so I feel like Garfield is the one who doesn't listen and Jim is the one who doesn't approve. However, the power structure is totally different. Yeah, so
that's different. Like my gut is immediately like, oh, okay, of course, Jim, Howard, Garfield, Nestor, but I'm not sure. There's because Garfield always has the power. Yeah. And what do you think we care? What do you think Howard cares more about? Do you think he cares more about his like being like, you know, generally up buttoned up and stuff? Or do you think he cares more about just raw power?
Howard or Jim?
Howard.
Wait, not Jim. John. John. Jim Davis is the artist.
Oh, John.
Wow, that's embarrassing. Wow.
Yeah, we could not remember that. So, it just goes to show how much we really just tapered off. And again, that's why I kind of want to revisit this, because we kind of lost the mystery of trying to figure out who Howard's Howard is.
You can really hear us checking Twitter on our phones instead of paying attention to our podcast.
So let's actually dive into it a little bit. Let's see what did we miss? Because we didn't even read this comic book. And that's going to make these Contra guys a prime suspect as Howard's Howard.
Interesting. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, so let's revisit them. The Contra guys. I'd say the case for them. Bill, their name is Bill and Lance.
Bill and Lance Contra.
Contra.
Okay, that's not their last name is not Contra. Hold on, I'm just gonna make this a little narrower so it looks really nice in the chart.
Bill and Lance, their last name is Contra.
Okay.
So I think the biggest thing for them is gonna be we don't know anything about them since we didn't read the comic. I think that's really they're kind of the mystery angle. They're the mystery angle of this.
Enigmas both. All right.
That might be it.
That's all you got?
We don't know anything about them. They're like they're just I think Bill and Lance are the people we say if we decide it's not the other three. They're the emergency lever. They are, if it's no one else, it has to be them. And I've never even played Contra, so.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, like for a minute, but I don't really know much about them. So that's really it. I don't have any other like deep arguments for them or against them.
There we go.
They have spread guns.
Oh my God, buddy, we gotta play some Contra.
So that's them. I think they're kind of like the real mystery final last resort option there, and that's that.
Okay, well, all right. So we got a pretty compelling and difficult
list that's going to be hard to parse out. It could take hours potentially.
Yeah.
Could we actually finish the like overall analysis? Because there is one more comic that's going to actually add a little bit more to Dr. Wily's case.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, because
there's another Mega Man comic.
There's another Mega Man comic.
And this was kind of me realizing. So again, comic we didn't care about. I mean, I remember truly hating this one.
Yeah,
this is them on a train. It's
Golgo 13.
Golgo 13.
One. Yeah,
nothing. I hate it.
This one sucks.
I hate it. This one was okay.
Yeah, the Maniac Mansion one I actually kind of regret not calling out because I remember thinking this one was pretty dope. Nestor, there's like a hot teenage girl who's like super into Nestor, which is I think she goes onto the mom list.
Yeah. On the what list?
The mom list. She's a possible Nestor mom.
Oh.
To save him from his stuff.
Oh, and totally. Like, this was a... But again, this kind of... I guess this is the area that got frustrating, is it was kind of hard to follow because it's... Like, the dynamic felt off. I didn't feel the tension between Howard and Nestor. It was kind of just this girl hitting on Nestor the whole time.
Yeah, it feels really forced in a way that maybe it didn't actually happen.
Yeah, so, you know, there's that.
But if it did, good for Nestor.
Great ass space one.
Yeah, Solar Jetman, no big deal.
Here is the final Dr. Wily one. So listen to this one, it added just a couple things to the case for Dr. Wily being the same one.
I see.
Number one, they clearly established, so Dr. Wily, which we've talked about how Howard, the big thing is he's trying to use, what's up?
Look at how fucking cool Howard looks.
Yeah, Howard does look pretty cool. I don't know, that doesn't really add to the case for or against him, but Howard looks cool here, which is...
What's he looking at?
She's... Who knows? I mean, he could be looking at the key to this whole mystery. So what I would say is, and Weston's doing some silly drawings on Howard, and I'm gonna let you finish. All right, he's drawn a silly nose on him. Now he's drawn a silly mouth, silly eyebrows. Got to clue the listeners on what's happening here.
What's he saying? You know what it's not for. What were you gonna say?
So, the couple key points for Dr. Wily, if we can just knock these out real quick, is number one, we established that Nestor in this moment is living with Dr. Wily. Okay. And Dr. Wily is buying him like gifts. He has like a nice new jacket that Dr. Wily bought him. So if Dr. Wily, Howard, is using Nestor against him, of course he would have a personal relationship with Nestor. He is fostering a relationship with Nestor, and he's treating him really, really well.
That's huge. So I'm putting a lot of question marks.
Yeah. Right. Another point is, could we go back to the comic? Howard starts just ruthlessly murdering, like, Howard's just off and he just starts killing things.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what we got here. He starts killing clones of Nestor.
Yeah, so there's all these Nestor clones, and Howard just kind of goes on a killing spree. And I have to say,
look at how fucking cool he looks here.
I just don't
Holy
see
shit.
They don't really explain the motivation there of why he just starts ruthlessly killing, unless this is Howard taking a swing at Howard. What I took was like his kind of murder spree he goes on is kind of a last ditch attempt to destroy Howard. He's trying to get back at his own Howard. He's trying to kill his Howard. He's resorted to, frankly, what I'm surprised Nestor's never tried to do to him, which is kill him.
Let me see if I can just select this and make the eyes work. Sorry, what were you saying?
would just purely be that
Howard's trying to get revenge against his Howard,
and I think that is all there on the text. So that would be my final piece of evidence, is that in the text, it would justify and explain Howard's murder spree, because Howard is clearly threatened and trying to attack Dr. Wily.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
So that's it. Those are the final point here.
Is that a bullet point or is that covered by Nestor in relationship with Dr. Wiley Foster?
I think it'd be a new one. I think it shows that Howard's willingness to get violent and like it's Howard's like vulnerability to have a loose temper and a loose like okay. If we could like even go forward into Nestor's adventures, like what does Nestor do? He blows shit up. He fucks shit up. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Howard's acting like Nestor. He's just destroying everything. He's a loose cannon. He's changed rules a little bit. And who else would he do that around? Who else would make him revert back to his like Nestor form, but his own Howard himself?
Yeah. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Howard's Howard is clearly a Howard towards Howard.
Yes.
Why would Howard's Howard be something other than a Howard towards Nestor?
Like, why wouldn't he be more and more malicious? Well, here's the question, though. It's because clearly we've talked about how he's used like Nestor to like fuck like Nestor incepting any like bite back Nestor did to Howard was through like the bigger picture. So I think like anything nice he did wasn't him actually being nice, but it was some sort of like deeper game, right? That would be the argument there. So he didn't buy him a new jacket because he was being nice to Nestor. He was buying the new jacket because he knew that this would make Nestor in a good mood, which would allow him to do some sort of favor later or something like that.
So you're arguing that Howard's Howard is not actually not being a Howard towards Nestor. He's being a Howard towards Nestor.
He's being a Howard towards Nestor. And or I think the other argument would be is he doesn't really care about Nestor. Nestor to Howard is an ant. So what is an ant's ant? It's nothing. It's just air. It's an air particle. So I think to him, it's just an air particle. So I think all he was doing was maybe potentially also gaining Nestor's trust to give Howard, his Nestor, less power.
I think that makes perfect sense. All right. I got it. You got good points made all around. No, I don't want the doc over here. God damn it. Hang on a second.
Okay. So that's kind of the story, and I think we could just maybe call out the ending of this story. It's really like, it's really just kind of anticlimactic. It's just kind of
the deja vu one.
The deja vu one, which sucks.
Notice they switched to a Western artist here.
Yeah,
that's all we'll say about
like,
that.
I think the artist quit. Is it good?
Yeah, the Japanese artist, the Monopoly one, and of course to finish it out. The Lone Nestor rides again
because
everybody loves the Lone Ranger.
The
video
Lone
game.
Ranger video game is the
Everyone's
final one,
favorite,
and it's just Howard abandoning Nestor. It's really anticlimactic. Yeah. Like nothing happens. There's not like an exciting event. It's just kind of like they go through a kind of an awkward, weird Howard and Nestor journey, and then at the very end, Howard's like, "Hey, I'm leaving you. I'm abandoning you."
Yeah, I think I remember theorizing at the time that. Like at the end of the classic Western Chain, Howard dies on the back of his horse as he rides away.
Which would make sense. Like, again, like, I mean, we kind of lost traction here, but, you know, potentially whoever's Howard, you know, whoever the bigger thing was, this might be part of his master plan. Like, I don't think we're ever going to fully understand the full story here, but this story might have ended with Howard leaving and dying. And that's that. He's dead.
The end.
The end.
I mean, he doesn't show up again, does he?
No, I think he's...
This is a little bit of a spoiler, but late in the Nintendo Power run, I think the final issue of Nintendo Power, they bring back Nestor, and it's Nestor with like a goatee, and he has a child of his own mini Nestor. So he is Nestor's Nestor. We know that in canon. But nobody talks about Howard.
No.
He doesn't come up again.
No.
He was just gone. LucasArts.
I think Howard Howard, whoever that ends up being, he won. You know, he killed him. He's dead.
Wow, that's dark. It's like some Pet Cemetery
shit.
But
again, I mean, it depends on who's the protagonist you're rooting for. Because at the end of the day, that means Nestor's now free. And he ended up having a kid. He ended up having friends again.
Mm.
He's still a piece of shit, but, you know...
I mean, I don't want him to die. I just want him to suffer. And he did. So
I mean, end of the day, this is only anti-heroes. There's no true hero in Howard and Nestor. Everyone's evil. It's only shades of gray.
Can I just say, I regret that we didn't spend more time talking about this man.
I know.
And his incredible hat.
That the Western, the mayor of the town and Lone Ranger, it's also, I was a little suspicious of him. But, you know, I think we've got our case for our characters.
Also, who's this motherfucker? I want to know more about him.
Yeah, these the Western.
He's fun to hang out with, but he has some weird theories about rich people. And what, anyways?
All right, well, that's it. That's the end.
We made it.
We've got one more clip too. I think this is like, if we're gonna just kind of wrap this whole thing up, this is us again. We flip coins, so this is kind of us wrapping up the story. So. We're trying to figure out like what was happening.
Oh, that's right.
Cause like there was Inception. There was like, we were trying to just figure out like the art change. So much strange stuff happened, and we were just trying to like make sense of it. And so this is us kind of like trying to figure out like what the story was. So I'm going to go ahead and play this final clip.
Hit it.
I wouldn't be surprised if every single one since the beginning has been Inception as well.
Yeah, so probably.
Maybe instead of going like a complex timeline of like what timeline are they on, it's more of a complex branch of what layer in the dream world are they.
We should flip a coin.
Like they're probably like seven dreams deep at this point, you know.
How if only seven? Yeah, it's got to like, be more, right?
Like how deep could they be at this point?
Okay, we should flip a coin and it heads it's 25 layers or 25 issues, 25 layers of Inception.
Yes.
They're 25 deep.
25 dreams deep at this point.
Yeah. This is like Inception, the TV show. And it just keeps going. And then Tails, it's a branching Legend of Zelda continuity thing. What do you think? Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. And if we're adding that, I would say this one, since you mentioned how young they are, that means this is the Skyward Sword and the whole world comes crashing down to they're currently in the sky.
Yeah. So that in 100 years, it's a normal Zelda game. Okay, great.
Okay. Let's flip it. Can we add a third option?
Yeah. What's the third option?
My third option would be that this was all in order timeline.
It's all real and this is the order happened.
Yeah, this is a straight line.
Oh my god.
Which honestly would be the craziest.
I just remembered the hunks from that one issue, and I just want to say I wish the volleyball hunks.
Yeah.
I wish I would keep them too in the strip because they were great.
The Haiba. Yeah, they were great.
Arguably the best part of the comic.
Alright, so three options.
Three sided coin, three is okay. I think so one is it's Inception's all the way down. Two is Legend of Zelda branching multiverse.
Yep.
And three is it's all real and it all happened in order.
Flip it now to do that. I don't even know which one I want, to be honest.
It's all real and it all happened in order.
What an ending. What an officially...
It's pretty embarrassing that we found like so much to read into, but I guess it just happened exactly as it did in order.
I guess we totally overread this.
Yeah, God, what were you, we went, we really overthought this comic. I guess
I feel like an idiot. All right, well, that's how it is.
Okay. Wow, this is taking me back.
That's us wrapping it up. That was the wrap up of the thing. And now we're doing the true final wrap up. We got to figure out, we got a couple things left. We got to do our top five. We need to figure out who Howard is. And I want to give both Howard and Nestor our final rating.
That's crazy. Okay. So we got to do our top five.
Top five.
Before we get into the top five, can we at least like do some honorable mentions?
Yeah.
I just have like a couple here. Okay. Yeah. All right, so here's my honorable mention. I got to give it to the hunks.
Yeah,
because as was shown in that clip, I love the hunks.
You love, dude. I gotta say, when I was re-listening, I was grabbing like clips. You mentioned the hunks per episode.
Yeah,
literally every time we talk about Howard Nestor, you bring up those hunks.
These guys are important to me. So I got to give a shout out. They're not in the top five, but like hunks are important.
The hunks are great. That's a truly a great comic.
That was one of the reasons it was great to have KP on, is she and I agreed wholeheartedly that the hunks are important.
Hunks are important. They were great. I'll give my little honorable mention. So mine would be the duck one.
Yes.
That was with Chase Omark, my buddy.
Chase. Come back, Chase.
So this one's really great because every like Howard and Nestor comic is based off a video game, but this is one where they clearly had it based off of video games, but they didn't have the license to the video game. So
yeah,
it was clearly based off DuckTales, but like I don't think Disney let them make, I mean, rightfully would not let Nestor in their IP. And it just became a chaotic mess.
Yeah, and what the fuck is this?
It's complete nonsense. It's just this weird ass duck story that makes absolutely no sense. And we had a lot of fun like theorizing about like this duck. We are, you know, who was incepting who? Was a duck incepting them?
So were they infecting
a duck? It was a really fun complex knot to talk about. But in re-listening, it kind of was just a complex knot that meant nothing. So yeah. It did not make the top five.
Yeah, we maybe tried a little bit harder.
Even
on
though
this one.
I looked back at it fondly.
It's great. All right, so let's get to it. Let's get to the top five.
Okay, our number five.
Number five, Olympics comic.
The Olympics. This is really the one that shows Howard's deep game. It starts to show the monster Howard is and just how much he's willing to use Nestor against potentially his own Howard.
Yep, it's really crazy. And is there anything else we want to say or add to the who is Howard's Howard chart under George H.W. Bush? While we're here, I'm trying to think.
You know, he doesn't really get brought up much after. I mean, he's busy being the president at this point. So maybe he doesn't have time for Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he won.
Is that reason alone that he may... Hang on, let me try this again. Let me use my words. Is that evidence that he's not Howard's Howard?
That, like, if he was going through this thing. But, I would say the only other thing...
Because he's too busy being president for one term.
The only thing would be, I would say, is like maybe similar to how like we talked about how like clearly whoever's like pulling the strings must have had maybe a team. That's for like the evidence towards the hunks.
Right.
Maybe George Bush Sr. had some sort of branch or division of the USA that was kind of purely focused on fucking Howard's day up.
It's probably the CIA.
Yeah. Maybe that's all the CIA was doing.
All right.
But yeah, maybe that is. Maybe I think that might be a mark against George W. Bush being Howard's Howard here.
Hey, let me help you up. Thanks for nothing.
Classic.
All right. Number four.
Number four.
It's the Ninja Turtles comic.
Ninja Turtles one. Nothing necessarily happens in the overall story, but I think what was really nice is it really shows us this one's just very poetic. It shows Nestor at his worst. It shows him at his best. And it inevitably ends him with his worst. And I still lose sleep thinking about what Nestor's life could have been if he lived with April and the Ninja Turtles.
Let's also point out the Ninja Turtles live in the same apartment building as Batman and Spider-Man.
Are they technically DC? Are the Ninja? Is that?
Oh my God! What are they?
Are they like in one of the universes? I don't know.
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. Well, number three on the list.
Number.
It's the Mario Brothers. The Mario comic. Bros.
Again, this one's more just showing us like pieces of their life. We get to see his lair. We get to see that he's clearly not the most ethical in who he hires.
Yeah.
It's got Tony and the boys.
Tony and the boys are great.
They're a big fan. They're a big favorite of us.
Yeah. They're not the hunks, but you know, like.
I would say other than the hunks, they might be my second favorite extra side character.
Look at how much fun they're having with that bug net.
And he says, stop bugging me, Tony. I mean, he has a bug net.
One of the few good jokes.
One of the few jokes that is actually like structurally makes sense.
All right, let's keep it going. Yeah,
actually, I don't want to say good jokes ever. I want to say one that structurally makes sense.
Okay, functional jokes.
Functional joke. Okay, number two would be the introduction into Inception, the Zelda comic.
Oh my God.
Where we see Howard incept Nestor. And this is really where we start deep diving into the whole series. We talk a lot about tarot.
Yeah, that's
true. How the
true.
Knight is... like a form of evil or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everything I said there was accurate.
You really went on a good tarot riff.
I'm an expert at tarot. Don't get the cards upside down. That means the reverse will happen. That's a tarot thing, right?
Yeah, that's it. And number one.
Number one. This is our favorite Howard and Nestor comic.
Of all time.
Of this retrospective, yes.
Of the retrospective. Is the
Mega Man 2 quiz.
Mega Man 2 quiz. And this is the one where Nestor strikes back. There's so much happens here. There's big lore things happen. We see that Nestor fights back against Howard for the first time. We get to see a slice into Howard's life of how bad and terrible it is.
Look at how miserable he is.
And even if this is the ultimate episode, we get to see Howard's Howard in the flesh because it's Dr. Wily. Look at that. Look at that little fucker.
Look at this.
Yeah, he's up with robots.
Wow, that's dark. What a weird... It's weird that this one ended up on top. I was sure it was going to be the duck comic.
I was shocked. Honestly, Again, I was kind of rating these by how much fun we were having in the recording a little bit too. Mm-hmm. And this was one where we were having a lot of fun dissecting it. So, because a lot happened.
There's a lot of meat on the bone of this comic.
This one, it's a grower, not a shower, you know?
Hell yeah. Story of my life. Mm-hmm. All right. What else do we have to go through for this?
So we've just got our final ratings for Howard and Nestor, and we got to figure out who Howard's Howard is.
All right. What order do we do those in? Final ratings?
Do final ratings first? I mean, we always ended episodes in the final ratings, so I thought, we could end with that. So you want to find out who Howard's Howard is?
Yeah, let's address the chart. Okay, so...
Anything. I was the one kind of making the case, so I think it would only be fair if we were the one who chooses who Howard's Howard is.
Well, I think...
So we've got Dr. Wiley.
Yeah, we got the hunks.
We got Bill and Lance from Contra, and we got George H.W. Bush.
Mr. Contra.
I think very, very good arguments for pretty much everyone but Bill and Lance from Contra.
Yeah, I think
everyone else is the same age. They've got the same sense of evil. They've got the power. They've got the brains. But the hunks have the power in physically, but we've already talked about that. They've all got they all fit in this piece of the puzzle. So who is it?
I you're probably thinking I'm going to go with George Herbert Walker Bush, but and if it's not that, you're probably like, he's probably going to go with the hunks because he's kind of obsessed with them, which is true.
If you pick the hunks, I would honestly call bias there because of your obsession.
I mean, I think we've made the case very strongly here. I think it's Dr. Wiley.
I think that's it.
Look, the text is bigger. The list is longer. Like,
if you're going by the length of list, they've got 7 points for him.
Yeah, I don't think there's even a...
And honestly, one of the hunks list is not actually even evidence towards them. It's just that they married Howard's ex-wife, which I think happens regardless.
Yeah, no, that absolutely happened. Bill and Lance Contra, it's definitely true. They are enigmas both. And I think George Herbert Walker Bush was president starting in 89 in spite of Howard's efforts. Yeah, it's kind of like a Howard and Nestor Guyton, if you will, was his attempts to derail the Olympics and influence the election in favor of Dukakis. But, careful what horse you bet on in the horse race.
Well, that's it. We figured it out.
Yeah, we did it.
Howard's Howard is none other than the main villain of Mega Man.
It's Dr. Wiley.
It's Dr. Wiley.
You think he, and what's really cool here, the fact that it's Dr. Wiley gives us like an extra wrinkle to the character because you know what Dr. Wiley's bad at?
What?
Is being Mega Man's villain because he always loses.
That's a great point.
He is resourceful because he always has a new castle and like new bosses to fight.
Yeah.
But he's a great Howard.
He's a great Howard. He's like, that's the thing. It's like you can see someone failing in some aspect of their life, but everyone's got a thing they're doing well in. And Dr. Wily's not a great, he's not great at fending off Mega Man, but he's great at controlling Howard and inevitably even Howard's Nestor.
Yeah.
So that's that. That's the hierarchy. Dr. Wily on top. Howard is the next on the food chain. And then in the very bottom is Nestor. And then the very bottom is Nestor's son.
Yeah, I guess Nestor becomes the Howard to Nestor Jr.
And that's the sad thing about life and cycles of abuse is Dr. Wiley probably had a Howard.
Yeah,
Nestor's Nestor will find his own Nestor.
There's a really good Tool song about this.
The chain never ends.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's kind of a sad ending to this saga. I'm happy to never have to look back at it. This comic book has created me a lot of pain. Honestly, all this research I did was probably too much.
And you did a lot.
I did too much.
You did a lot.
I kind of burnt myself out, honestly. And I think that's a fitting way to end with Howard and Nestor is to be burnt out.
God damn it. I don't want the doc on that screen. Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, we just have one thing left in the can for you, listener.
Yeah. So I think we need to end this with our final ratings of Howard and Nestor. And I wanted to. So we always ended episodes rating Howard and Nestor 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I was keeping track of like the ratings and I got the average rating for each character.
Okay.
So for Howard did a little bit better than Nestor.
Okay.
So Howard, his average for me was a 2.5 out of 10 was his average throughout every single episode. He ended up at 2.5.
Okay, let me just grab these two. We're gonna
make this add a little visual fun.
All right.
So Howard ends at a 2.45 for Weston. I also at a 2.5 for him. So he got a 2.5 from both of us on average.
How do we give him the same score?
Mine is a little bit higher than yours. So I guess I liked Howard like 0.01 more percentage than you. But we ended up both roughly at a 2.5 for like his overall rating. And then guests actually were a lot more favorable towards him. His average with guests was 4.5. That bumps his overall average to 3.2.
Okay, so we've got
guess, which would be 4.5.
Wow, that is really generous.
I know, really, out of 10. And then overall, Howard ends at a nice soft 3.2.
3.2. All right, cool. wait, what were our separate ones? We should, because you don't average Ebert and Roper.
Yeah.
So here.
Well, it's 2.5 for both of us. It was the same thing.
I'm putting it in.
2.5 each of them, and then so we got our boy Nestor. So Howard didn't do great. 3.2 is not out of 10. That's a bad movie. That's rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. Not so hot.
But I'm not surprised.
You know who did worse?
Who?
Nestor did worse.
Oh yeah, of course, because he's Nestor.
Yeah. All so right. Overall, for Brett, I gave him a 1.7.
1.7.
So that's significantly lower for Howard.
That's
however,
quite bad.
You were pretty much right on track. You gave him a 2.3.
Well,
just a small smidgen worse than Howard for you.
So what's the average for both of us?
I didn't have that. So just cut that out. Cut this whole part out. And then a guest on average gave him a 2.7. So they were also pretty critical on Nestor. They didn't necessarily like him more, which gives Nestor a total average of 2.2 out of 10. So also not so hot. I actually... specifically since Nestor did so bad, I kind of want to do a supercut of all the ones and zeros we gave him.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to go ahead and play a supercut of all the ones we gave Nestor.
This is going to be long, isn't it?
It's fairly long.
Okay, let's do it.
Nestor is definitely a one. I would give him a lower score if I could. I don't like Nestor. I don't find him threatening, and I don't find him fun. So I don't know what's left for me. The true crime is not being evil. It's being boring. And Nestor is boring.
We just got a classic Howard abusing the crap out of Nestor. Mm-hmm. So Nestor for, just being a little kid who doesn't know better, can't really, try to do instead. I don't know. Just you're a 1 out of 10.
Nestor's obviously like a dumb little kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so he gets a 1.
Nestor, honestly, I felt pretty bad for him this issue. I liked his wizard costume. I'm going to give him a 1.5.
God, they're just spinning their wheels. So yeah. I'm going to give Nestor a 1.
Yeah, I mean, Nestor's a clear 1 out of 10.
Nestor, on the other hand, I actually felt played a little bit more of a head game, right? Uh-huh.
Okay.
It felt like he was trying to get into the mind of the duck a little bit more. So I'm going to give Nestor a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, I have to say, he's back at his original position for me at a 1.
I'm going to give Nestor a 1. I'm going to give Tony and the boys a solid 9.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Nestor, yeah, absolutely. Well, he killed a guy, so give him a 1.
Give him a 1, but he accomplished something. I'm going to do a 0.
Okay.
Nestor.
And I'm going to give Nestor a 1.
I'm going to give Nestor a 1.
I have to give him a 1.
I'm going to give Nestor 0.
How many more issues until Nestor's dead?
Nestor, you get a 1.
Nestor is going to have to, unfortunately, sit at his usual 1.
I'm
going to
give them both 0s.
I'm going to go 1s on the board.
Howard and Nestor both get 0s.
And then Nestor, he really just got squashed by Spike, so 1.
Howard a 0 and Nestor a 0.
I'm going to give Howard a 0 and Nestor a 0.
I'm going to give them both 0s.
I'm going to actually put him at a 3.
Okay, fair.
If that's fair. Well, no. I had him at a 1.5 before.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And he didn't do. So
you just arbitrarily anything. Decided you can do half.
Yeah, I added that to this. Okay, I'm actually gonna correct the other way. I'm gonna swing the pendulum the other way. I'm gonna give it a 1.
All right, Nestor's got a 1.
Nestor's got a 1.
There we go.
All right,
a long duration of 1s and 0s that we gave them.
That's a lot of 1s and 0s.
Pretty brutal.
It's not surprising to see the averages end up here. I'm so I am so shocked and amazed that you went through and did all those numbers.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little bit. I committed to it.
You put some effort into the bit, and the end result is a great clip.
And it's a good clip. So we got it. So we got
to give
the
them
overall
our
average. But what are we feeling? Our gut feels now. What's the final?
Should we give them each? I guess we each have to do a final rating, don't we?
Yeah. So.
All right, so
thinking about it I think maybe we should give Howard. We should also give Dr. Wiley a 1 out of 10 since he's one of the key characters.
Okay.
You going to do that?
I think that sounds great.
You think you'll do that?
So let's just, we're going to pop this guy over here. Everybody's excited to watch me format this chart.
There's some excellent, excellent formatting. You video watchers are really going to get to watch this fun stuff, and all you audio listeners, you're really missing out on this really top tier reformatting that Weston's doing.
I'm setting up the chart so that we can give them their final ratings.
And this is going to be a great final. I can just go off my gut right now. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, Howard's a 2.
All right.
Howard's a 2. And Nestor is a 1.
Nestor's 1.
All right. And Dr. Wiley is a nice, clean 3.
Hell yeah,
1, 2, 3.
Hey.
The higher up on the chain, the higher you are. And that's that. That's how I'm feeling. What about you, Weston? What's going on?
Oh, this is a tough one. I'm gonna give Howard a 3.
Ooh.
That's my final score.
All right.
Nestor is a 1.
All right, okay.
And Dr. Wiley is a 2. So there you go.
Damn, Howard outbeats Dr. Wiley. That's impressive.
Not when you look at the average. Because they're both a 2.5.
They're equal terms. I could have because I like the Mega Man game, so maybe I could have given them a higher rating there, but that
we should here let's just do one more thing with this chart. We need to update the overall average here, so I'm just going to do some math here. 2 plus 3 plus 3.2.
You can do math in this Apple whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to do it on this screen though, because you guys can see all those search results.
Yeah, Weston is accidentally leaking his search history.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. I'm a professional writer. You're gonna see some weird shit there. 2 plus 3 plus 3.2 divided by 3. So our final. So this man's final score here is a 2.73. And then let's pop over here and do Nestor. So that would be a 4.2 divided by 3. Nestor's final average is a 1.4.
Bam.
There you have it. And then Dr. Wiley's easy. It's just 2.5.
2.5, which means Howard actually beats him out. So, you know, end of the day, I guess Howard is the one on top here, which is pretty crazy.
It's been a long road coming to here, eh, Brett?
It's been a long road. And it's been a lot of pain, sweat, and tears, and we did it. And I think we can finally, I think all the mysterious answers are answered at this point. So I think we can
close the book.
Get on our horses and ride off to the sunset.
Mosey on down into the mesa.
Never look
Hey, can we just make a promise to ourselves and to our listeners right now? We're never going to do one of these for Nestor's Adventures.
Yeah, we...
I think the ship has run its course.
I mean, we can sum up every episode. We've done this before. If I was going to grab a clip from Nestor's Adventure, I think you can sum it would be the one where I sum up that pretty much every Nestor's Adventure is him riding some sort of air vehicle and crashing it.
Oh man, maybe we should do it because that was funny when you discovered that.
Yeah.
Mm.
We can make that one. If we did it, it'll be a 5-minute episode. But. This one's a little bit longer. There's a little bit more meat to Howard and Nestor, and I think
now we got to do a retrospective on the comics once we're done with those.
That'll be the one.
Well, hey, so we're coming to the end of our kind of like 50th episode extravaganza. We put all this work into celebrating our both favorite and least favorite part of the of the magazine. I just want to say, so you heard a bunch of our guests from over the last couple years in there. So thank you so much to our guests for bringing so much joy and for continuing our bit of really just savaging Howard and Nestor in the ratings.
Yeah, I appreciate anyone who was able to. I was really surprised, like, because I even had people like, I'm like, we were going to like do this episode, and I was like, oh, how do I like describe to them the game we're doing with this, where we kind of like overread this and we clearly hate Nestor and Howard's the evil mastermind, shit like that. Everyone picked up. Everyone picked the ball up. Everyone understood it. I think every guest episode we had was really fun.
And even though I used it as a touchstone over and over, no one else that's been on the podcast has heard of the Babysitter's Club, which is really too bad.
I haven't either. But that's that. Thanks for listening.
Hey, yeah, thank you. Here's to another 50 episodes of this thing.
Ah, yeah.
We gotta keep it. Oh, yeah, I guess I could play the song.
There you go. That was it. Bringing that back. Honestly, re-listening to the episodes, I forgot how much I used to do the slide whistle. I miss it.
Do you?
No, but those are the days.
Hey, I remember there being one where I scolded you for overusing the slide whistle.
Yeah, no, that was a thing, and I miss it. I don't miss Howard and Nestor.
Way too much. It's the one idea laser. It strikes again.
I was abusing it. But that's it. Thanks for listening. Later.
Yeah.
All right.
See you next week with whatever episode comes after this one.
It'll be normal. It'll be a normal one if this one doesn't work.
And Now You're Playing with Podcast is brought to you by the Podcast Power Players Power Team. Music by Games Cameron. Find back episodes, send us emails, and do cool stuff at our website, nowyourplaying.com. It's your with an E, because we know how to do grammar.